上好。
Good morning.
早上好。
I didn't get this morning off to a very good start.
今天早上有一个非常美好的开始。
I forgot my thumb drive.
我忘了我的 U 盘。
The only thing I had on it though was the text for the scripture today. So I'll just read it. You have a Chinese? You don't have Chinese. Chinese Bible. Matthew 1:18-20. Okay, we're okay. Merry Christmas. That's how I answer everybody who gives me a happy holidays.
当每个人说节日快乐的时候，我总是会说圣诞快乐来回应他们。
They want to give me a happy holiday, I give a Merry Christmas.
他们给我一个快乐的节日，我给他们一个愉快的圣诞节。
Okay, the text for today is Matthew 1:18-21.
今天的经文是马太福音第一章18-21节。
Primarily just verse 21.
其实主要是集中在二十一节。
But we'll put a little more of the Christmas message into it.
但是我们要给一些更多的关于圣诞节的信息。
Okay, in English.
首先用英文来读。
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit.Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife. For what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
马太福音第一章18-21节，耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫约翰是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶中救出来。
I wonder if it is safe to assume that each of us as individualshas faced up to our personal need for forgiveness.
我很想知道是不是可以非常安全的来假设我们每一个人都曾经正视过我们面临的一个问题，就是说我们是否需要救赎。
Is it safe to assume that each of us understands what it means when we have said that my debt is paid and the victory is won?
我也想知道能否安全的假设，就是说我们每一个人，当我们说我们的罪已经我们的债已经被还了，我们已经得胜了，我们是否明白这其中的真实的含义？
Is it safe to assume that we have that each of us has received as a gift salvation that is in Christ alone?
我也想知道我是否可以安全的假设，我们在座的每一位都已经接受了耶稣基督，接受了这个礼物，而这个救恩呢，就是在耶稣基督里的。
Each of us will be asked, I'm sure, are you ready for Christmas?
我可以肯定每一个人都会被问到，你准备好过圣诞节了吗？
Now that means all kinds of things.
这个问话呢，含了很多的意思。
Have you got all your presents?
你有没有把所有的礼物都买好？
Are they wrapped?
有没有把礼物包装好？
Is the food prepared?
有没有准备好圣诞节的佳肴？
May I gently and very directly ask a question?
而在此的我很想温柔的但是又非常直接的问一个问题。
A little differently to each of you right now.
而这个问题和刚才的那个问题是不一样的。
Are you ready to take down the no room sign that is to be found at the door of our hearts by our very nature.
你是否已经准备好把那个没有空间、没有余地的这么一个牌子摘下来？而这个牌子呢，是因着我们人的本性，自动的放在我们通往我们心门的那条路上。
You remember that the gospel record tells us that Jesus was laid in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn.
你可能会想到，耶稣降生的时候，他是降生在一个马槽里。原因呢，就是因为在他希望下榻一个旅馆，但那个旅馆里边已经给了一个没有空缺的这么一个牌子。
It's pretty safe to say that unless we have actually understood this, then there is actually a no room sign that sits, as it were, outside the doorway of our lives.
所以呢，就是很重要的，让我们意识到，其实我们的心里边。按照我们天然的状况，我们总是一个没有空间给你的这么一个标志，而这个标志是针对神的。
I wonder if this morning you are prepared to invite Jesus Christ to come in, as it were, and sit not simply at the table of our celebrations, but to sit at the head of our hearts.
所以我在想哈，这个早上是不是大家做好了准备，敞开你的心，把耶稣接受进来？所以说耶稣不仅仅是我们在庆祝圣诞节的时候与我们同席的一个客人，而是他可以真正的在我们的心中做王做主。
On Christmas Day in 1739, George Whitefield, the great evangelist, was here in North Carolina.
1793年的圣诞节，乔治克里怀特克里怀特克里怀特特这个英文就是乔治怀特菲尔德，他是一个非常伟大的福音布道家，他那个圣诞节是在北卡度过的。
He wrote this in his diary.
他在日记中写下了这样的话。
Oh, how it will rejoice me to hear that someone this day has been born again.
就是说如果这一天有人能够重新得救，那么我该是多么的开心啊。
Then it would be Christmas Day indeed.
那样的话，这个圣诞节才是名副其实的圣诞节。
I have to confess that I had the same thought in anticipation of this service this morning.
我想说，在我想这个今天的布道的时候，我也偷偷的、暗暗的怀着这样同样的期盼，就是说有人今天，可以重生得救。
Which explains the text.
这个希望呢，也就解释了我们今天的经文。
You shall call him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins.
就是说，你要给他命名为耶稣，因他要把他的百姓从罪恶中拯救出来。
The whole story of the Bible is the story of salvation that God alone provides.
整个圣经的故事其实就是一个救恩的故事，而这个救恩的基础就是说，唯有神可以带来拯救。
Expressing it wonderfully, savingly, and finally in Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity.
而整个这个信息是最完美的、最棒的，在这个耶稣基督身上得到彰显。
He stepped into time and took on flesh.
他本是三位一体的神，但是他道成了肉，但他进入了时空，道成肉身。
And makes men and women see something of what it means that God has come to meet with them.
他来到这个世界上，让世界上的人认识到什么叫做真正的神亲自来寻找他们。
Interestingly, the Lord Jesus was rejected by those. I lost.
很有趣的是。耶稣呢是被一些人所拒绝，而这些人
，by those that we anticipate that we most people would anticipate would have accepted him。
这些人恰恰是我们会认为最容易接受耶稣的。
And fascinatingly, he was accepted。
尤为奇妙的是，耶稣被什么人接受呢
？By a lot of the people that we thought would reject him。
被那些我们认为本来会拒绝他的人所接受。
The fact of the matter is that the religious people were looking for a Messiah.
事实是当时那些非常敬虔的那些信仰宗教的这些犹太人，他们是在期盼一位弥赛亚。
They were looking for a salvation.
他们也在期盼着这个救恩救赎。
But when this Jesus came to speak and address them,
但是当这位耶稣来到世界上对他们讲话的时候，
it became clear that what he was saying did not line up with their messianic expectations.
他们就发现耶稣所说的和他们对这位弥赛亚所期盼的这两个好像是有着天壤之别。
They've been hoping that when Messiah came, he would overthrow the oppression of Rome.
他们一直在希望当弥赛亚来临的时候，弥赛亚会带领他们推翻这个压迫他们的罗马政权。
That he would establish the Davidic kingdom.
他会来带领他们重新建立大卫国度。
That they would know independence and national security.
他们会从此独立，从此会有国家可以享受太平。
And actually, that's not too dissimilar to a lot of people today.
而事实上，他们这样想和我们今天说有些人想的没有太大的不同。
People today are prepared to say, "I really would be quite interested in a Messiah."
今天的人们仍然会说，我也很感兴趣啊，我也很想接受这样一位弥赛亚。
Provided I can determine what it is from which I want to be saved.
但是前提是。要由我来决定如何可以得救。
Here are the requirements that I have for a Messiah.
这是我对弥赛亚所列出的要求，一二三四。
Unfortunately, we don't have that option.
但是不幸的是，我们没有这样的选择。
Because when Jesus came, when he began to express himself, it was apparent that he was attracting all the wrong people.
因为事实上当耶稣来的时候，当他向人们宣讲道理的时候，他所讲的和我们的期望是完全不一样的，而且是会让人觉得好像受到冒犯。
That's what the religious people were saying.
这正是那些当时的犹太的宗教虔诚的人所说的。
They said with a sneer.
他们是带着冷笑带着嘲讽来说。
You know, he has decided to eat with tax collectors and sinners.
说你看啊，他居然去和那些税吏和那些个罪人一块吃饭。
This man, they said, receives sinners and eats with them.
这个人居然接受那些罪人，而且和他们同席吃饭。
That would be like saying, complaining.
这就好比说我们今天在抱怨，在指责。
This doctor sees patients and heals them.
说这个医生居然去治，居然去看那些病人，而且还居然去治愈了他们。
I mean, can you believe that?
你可以想象这样的指责吗？
Can you possibly believe that a doctor would do such a thing?
你难道会怀疑一个医生这样做不是理所应当的吗？
Well, what do you expect? You see that they wanted one who would fit their bill.
所以你就看到他们那些人希望的耶稣是要按他们的方式来做事的。
They refused to tolerate what became clear in the words and the works of Jesus.
他们拒绝容忍，拒绝相信耶稣所说的、所做的一切。
Now here it is.
如下所述。
God saves sinners.
神拯救罪人。
That's what they couldn't tolerate.
那是他们所无法容忍的。
And that is actually what men and women cannot tolerate today.
那也是今天的很多人所无法接受、容忍的。
However, it is impossible to read the Bible without being confronted by this.
但是如果我们不正视这个问题，那么我们没有办法来好好的读圣经。
Tell me, what else did Jesus come to do?
告诉我，耶稣来到这个世界上还做了什么事？
In Mark's Gospel, which moves very fast,
在马可福音，那是一本记载着非常记载的速度非常快的一本书。
Chapter 2 gives us two insights into this.
在第二章，作者记载了两件事。
One, where Jesus touches a leper and cleanses him.
第一件事是耶稣摸了一个大麻风病人，而且医治了他。
The leper was barred from his family, barred from the temple.
在那个年代，麻风病人是不可以和他们的家人在一起，他们也不允许进入圣殿。
Barred from the place where he could meet with God.
也不可以进入一个与神相会的这样一个处所或会所。
The gospel writer records how Jesus, filled with compassion, didn't just talk to him, but touched him.
而这个作者马可记载了。因着满腔的这样的同情，耶稣不仅仅是和他们说话，而且耶稣是伸出手去摸了他们。
But that was the one thing you didn't do with a leper.
但是那是一个，就是面对麻风病人，那是一个不可思议的举动。
If you touched the leper, you became ceremonially unclean.
就是你根本不应该去和他们碰一下，甚至因为当你碰他的时候，你自己在礼仪上就不洁净了。
You would become stuck with the same condition.
你就好像也被他和他们一样被同样的对待。
And you would become separated and distanced from the temple.
你也要离开这个圣所，你也不可以进到这个圣所去敬拜。
You would now be distanced from God.
你也要好像因此而远离神。
What Jesus did was to provide.
耶稣在这里所做的就是提供
a visual aid of the fact that he came to identify with us as sinners.
所以在这里呢，耶稣就好像提供了一个视觉上的帮助，让人们好理解他是如何来到这个世界上，和这个罪人来这种感同身受。
The leper was separated and distanced from God.
这个麻风病人是被分离的，他们是远离神的。
And on the cross, you will remember, Jesus was distanced from God.
你可能会想到，在十字架上，耶稣也是暂时的与神分离的。
That's why he said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
那也就是为什么耶稣会说出来，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
For the only moment in all of eternity that took place.
在整个永恒中，那短暂的一瞬间。耶稣与神分离了，那件事确确实实发生了。
Why?
为什么会这样？
He was separated so that our separation might be dealt with.
是因为他与神的短暂分离，使得我们与神的分离可以被解决。
He was distanced so that we might be brought near.
他与神远离，为的是让我们可以就近神。
In the next story, this is in Mark.
在马可福音接下来的另外一个故事
It's a story that, so to speak, actually raises the roof.
另外一个故事呢其实可以翻译成就好像是说把房顶掀开
These men wanted to bring their friend who was paralyzed to Jesus.
有这么几个朋友想把他们瘫痪的朋友带到耶稣面前
But to get him to Jesus, because the place was so crowded, they opened up the roof.
但是他们做不到，因为耶稣在的那个地方太拥挤了，所以为了达成目的，他们就把那个房顶儿，是凿开了。
And let him down through the roof.
他们等于把房顶凿了一个洞，然后呢，把他们的朋友从上往下这样坠下来。
Now everyone in the room understood what was going on.
我想在座的每一位都知道这个故事。
Here was a paralyzed man. He has been brought to Jesus.
我们看到这个被朋友带来的这个瘫痪的人。
Jesus is a miracle worker.
而耶稣呢是那个可以行神迹的人。
Here we go.
所以我们应该期待什么呢？
And what did Jesus say?
但是我们发现耶稣说了什么？
He said, "Son, your sins are forgiven."
他说，小子，你的罪赦了。
Your sins are forgiven.
大家很奇怪吧？你的罪被赦了。
Anyone in their right mind would say, "That's not what we came here for."
任何一个思维正常的人都会说，我们来这儿可不是为了让你赦罪。
We didn't come for an invisible forgiveness.
我们费了这么大的劲儿，不是为了让你给我们一个根本看不见、摸不着的赦罪而已。
We came for a visible transformation.
我们来这儿是要一个可以看得见的一个转变。
We came here for his legs.
我们来这儿是让他的腿可以能够得到治愈。
But Jesus was not unconcerned about that.
耶稣并不是说对他的病无动于衷。
He healed the man.
他确实医治了这个瘫子。
But you see, the same thing happens all the time.
但是呢，你会看到同样的事发生过很多次。
People say, I know that. I need this. I need that. I need the next thing.
我们听到人们说，哦，我知道这个，我需要那个，我还需要那个，然后我更需要这个。
But do you know what you really need?
但是你知道你最最需要的是什么吗？
It's what I need.
那也是我所需要的。
Forgiveness.
罪的赦免。
Forgiveness.
罪得赦免。
So it was that Jesus was concerned, as he was for that man's condition, is concerned for you this morning.
所以耶稣对那个瘫子他的心里边的这种挂念这种担忧今天对我们每一个人也是适用的。
He's concerned about your health.
他在意你的健康。
Concerned about your singleness.
在意你是否还是单身。
Concerned about your marriage. Concerned about your job.
他也在意你的婚姻在意你的工作。
Your hopes, your fears.
他也在意你的希望，在意你的恐惧。
All of that.
所有的一切。
But what Jesus was doing in that incident was putting his finger on the man's and everyone else's greatest need.
但是在那一刻，耶稣所做的，他是直接的指出了那个人最需要的，同时也是我们在座每一个人最需要的东西。
Forgiveness.
罪得赦免。
It's entirely in keeping with the angel's message.
这个举动和天使给的信息是完全一致的。
You will give him the name Jesus.
你要给他命名，你要给他起名叫耶稣。
Which means God saves.
含义就是说神拯救。
Because not only is Jesus willing to save, but he is able to save.
因为耶稣不仅仅他是愿意拯救，他同时也有这个能力来拯救。
Because in that same encounter,With the man, the scribe said, "Who can forgive sins but God alone?"
恰恰就是在那个故事里边也记载了当时的文士就在自问，就在问说，谁有资格赦罪呢？
And they were right. God alone can forgive sins.
而且这些文士的质问是对的，因为只有神才有这个资格赦罪。
What they were unprepared to conclude.Was that the person who was sitting there before them was none other than God incarnate?
但是这些文士没有预备好来接受这个事实，就是说，在他们面前的这个人，恰恰就是神道成了肉身，在他们中间。
Jesus, my Savior.
耶稣是我的救主。
To Bethlehem came.
他来到了伯利恒。
Born in a manger to sorrow and shame.
他降生在那个马槽里是那样的卑微那样的
And it was wonderful. Blessed be his name.
但是又是那样的奇妙愿他的名得荣耀
Seeking for me.
他来到这里是为了寻找我们寻找我
Routinely this time of year, people want to suggest that everyone is out looking for God.
一般来说在这个圣诞节这个季节人们总会这样说就是说人一直在寻求神
And that God is hidden somewhere.
而这个神呢似乎藏在某个地方让你找不着
The story of the Bible is the absolute reverse.
但圣经所记载的故事显明了是完全不同的一个结论
The story of the Bible is that we are not looking for God.
圣经的故事告诉我们，我们没有去寻找神。
We might be looking for things associated with him.
我们可能在寻找一些和神相关的东西。
Things that we would like to have fixed in our life.
我们想去寻找一些我们生命中需要改变、需要被对付的东西。
But not looking for God.
但我们寻找的不是神本身。
But here's the good news.
但是这里是这个好消息。
God comes looking for us.
因为神来了，他来找我们。
He is conducting a rescue mission.
他 他在做一个拯救的这么一个大工。
Jesus comes to rescue us.
耶稣来是为了拯救我们。
Rescue us from what? You might ask.
你可能会问，从什么拯救我们什么呢？
Well, to rescue us from our rejection of Him.
拯救我们从一个抗拒神、拒绝神的状态中出来。
We reject Jesus.
我们抗拒耶稣。
By being bad and breaking all the rules.
一个方式就是说我们很悖逆，我们做很多错事，我们打破这些规矩。
Or by being good and trying to keep all the rules.
还有一种方式呢，就是我们做得很好，我们努力的来执行每一条规则。
There are likely some here today in that category.
很有可能我们在座的有一些就是属于这个这个第二个这个类型的。
People who say if there is a God, and if He is a nice God, then He will reward nice people.
有人会说，如果有神，如果这个神是好的、良善的，那么他应该会奖励这些做好事的人。
For doing their best, and since I'm a fairly nice person, I think I have a good shot at it.
因为我是一个好人，所以呢，我应该是配得神喜悦的。
But that runs absolutely contrary to the fact that God saves sinners.
但如果我们和前面所说的神拯救罪人相对比，就发现这两个不相容。
So He rescues us from ourselves. He rescues us for a relationship with Him.
所以说耶稣是把我们从我们的自我中拯救出来，从而使我们可以和神有一个很美好的关系。
He rescues us by bearing my debt, taking my sin and my punishment on the cross.
他来拯救我们是通过担当我们的罪孽，为我们的罪付上代价。
You know, at some point, we have to be honest with our children and our grandchildren about this Santa business.
我想我们在座的每一位
might get in trouble.
我想我们在座的每一位都知道，在你生命的某一个时刻，我们必须对自己的孩子、对我们的孙辈，来诚实的解释这个圣诞老人的事儿。
The message of Christmas runs absolutely contrary to the Santa strategy.
圣经所记载的这些故事和圣诞老人的那套系统，这是完全相悖的。
The Santa strategy we understand, right?
我们都明白圣诞老人的 那一套逻辑。
He's keeping a list to see how you're doing.
他有一个单子来记载了你的所作所为。
If you're doing a good job, the theory is, be good and you'll get good things.
这个理论就是说，你做一个好孩子，你就可以得到好礼物。
And you know he might have an elf up there somewhere to monitor the situation.
他甚至有一些这个麋鹿啊，在这个好像在空中掌管着看着这一切。
The story of the Bible in Christmas is that the gift of God is not related to our performance.
而圣经所传扬的信息就是说，神赐给我们的礼物和我们的所作所为没有一点关系。
That's why Jesus died on the cross.
那就是为什么耶稣要在十字架上受死。
Jesus' death on the cross.Makes clear that none of us has been good enough.
耶稣在十字架上的死就证明了我们的任何一个人都不是足够好的。
It makes clear that none of us can be good enough.
也证明了我们做不到足够的好。
And it makes clear that none of us need be good enough.
也就是说，也说明我们不需要做足够的好来赢得救恩。
Why?
为什么会这样?
Because Christ died for sinners.
因为耶稣是为罪人而死。
In other words, it's all about what has been done for us and not what's been done by us. It's a gift.
换一句话说，这完全是一份礼物，是它的着重点是在于为我们所做的一切，而不是说我们要去做的什么。
I heard a song the other day by Hillsong. Young people, you heard of Hillsong? Who's heard of Hillsong? Anybody?
最近我听到这些年轻人在唱一首歌。
I wrote down a few of the lyrics because it's hard to express God's beauty than the way they did in these words.
我把一些歌词写下来，因为用它来描述神的这个美丽是再恰当不过了。
God of salvation, you chase down my heart through all of my failure and pride.
就说神啊，你是那个救恩，通过我的一切，甚至我的失败，你来寻找我。
On a hill you created, the light of the world abandoned in darkness to die.
你在那个山顶上，你建立了那盏灯，而这个灯是被世人所摒弃的。
And as you speak, 100 billion failures disappear.
当你开口说话的时候，那些成千上万的失败都不足为挂了。
Where you lost your life so I could find it here.
你在那上面丧失了生命，目的是让我可以寻回生命。
If you left the grave behind you, so will I.
如果你把那个空坟墓留在后面，我也可以做到。
I can see your heart in everything you've done.
在你所做的一切事上，我可以看到你的心意。
Every part designed in a work of art called love.
你所做的一切都是因着爱。
If you gladly chose surrender, so will I.
如果你可以谦卑的顺服来我也可以做到。
But what measure could amount to your desire?
但是你的渴求我们如何来满足呢？
You're the one who never leaves the one behind.
你是那一个从来不会离弃任何一个的人。
So, what about you?
所以你们怎么样？
Just imagine I'm speaking to you across the table at a Starbucks.
设想一下我们在星巴克里边坐在桌子两端。
No one else in the room, just you and me.
除了你和我，没有别人。
Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
你相信耶稣是神的儿子吗？
Do you believe that he died on the cross to free you from the guilt and punishment of sin?
你相信他在十字架上死，所以使得你可以免去罪以及罪带来的所有刑罚吗？
Do you believe that he rose from the grave? Breaking the power of death.
你相信他死里复活，彻底的粉碎了死亡的权势吗？
Making a way for you to have eternal life.
从而使得你可以有可以享受这个永生。
If you believe that, have you ever made that your own?
如果你相信这一切，你有没有把它真的是落实到你的生命中？
Have you moved from intellectual assent to personal trust?
你有没有从一个理智上的相信更进到一个这种行动上的这种信靠？
I have a prayer that I'm going to pray.
我将要做一个祷告。
And if that's where you are on the lengths of chain of God's salvation,
如果你正好是在这个神的救恩的这个关键的这一环上，
You can pray it along with me in your heart.
也请你在心里和我一起祷告。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son and that he died on the cross to save me from my sin.
我相信耶稣是神的儿子，他在十字架上死是为了洗净我的罪。
I believe that he rose again to life and that he invites me to live forever with him as part of his family.
我也相信他从死里复活，从而使得我可以成为这个大家庭的一员，可以和他一起来享受永生。
And only because of what Jesus has done, I ask you to forgive me of my sin.
因着耶稣所做的这一切，我也来祈求你饶恕我的赦免我的罪。
And give me eternal life as a gift.
也把永生作为一个礼物来赐给我。
And help me then to live a life that pleases and honors you.
也帮助我过一个让你喜悦，增加荣耀，给你增加荣耀的生命。
Amen.
Amen.